A Brisbane-based collective is raising funds to support education in Samoa. Weaving for Our Future is collecting donations to send school supplies like desks, whiteboards, chairs and notebooks to students and teachers across Samoa. All donated items will be packed into a shipping container and distributed to more than 150 schools throughout the country. To learn more about the initiative, The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke with Weaving for Our Future organiser, Larissa Pona-Baker, about the program.
While researching the education sector, I was astounded by the polarizing statistics from our Samoan schools, and it actually just breaks my heart to learn about the reality of our children and what they experience every day. And so I praise all the teachers and the staff and the students for what they are doing and the work that they have achieved. But from where I'm sitting, we just wanted to be a vehicle where we are able to relieve and help out. And we see these problems and change in this area, and I guess we just want to lend a helping hand in what we can. And so this Samoan school supply drop is just to alleviate pressures and to equip students with resources that they can implement. I think that's a beautiful way for our next generation so that they can be confident. Recently, we have had a collaboration with Lemota, Dr. Bauiva Natapu-Pontin, which is a connection that we had because of the community. And together, we have raised nearly $5,000 for a shipping container full of resources such as desks, chairs, whiteboards.
Now, what motivated you to start this project?
I think the real motivation behind the initiative comes from, you know, I was reading and studying the education sector and seeing how half of the schools were failing in literacy and numeracy, and there's a high dropout rate, and seeing all of these things, it really made me reflect on my own life and made me think of how grateful I am because of the resources that I have, because of the opportunity that I have. And I think being able to bring just a small token of help, I want to bring hope to our students.
For our listeners who are unfamiliar with Samoan education, we have a big community, a big Samoan community in Brisbane, but we don't know a lot about Samoa. Could you please paint a picture on how the education system is there and what it's needed for kids to thrive?
So from my experience and from my research and all the reports I read through, the ACES study talks about how classrooms are very bare. Some schools and some classrooms do not have desks. Just the basics. They still use chalk. It is really showing the creativity and innovation of these schools because they are using what they have and they're cutting up hoses or using bottle caps in mathematics or using plants in science. So with what they have, which is little, they are making the most of it. And so that is just what I found from what my partner has found. Eva, when she taught in Waimanga College and Samoa College, she found that the teachers were really stretched. The teacher-to-student ratio was really high. And these teachers are doing so much. They are planning lessons, trying to build these kids up, working on behavior management, and try to keep these kids engaged with the little that they have.
Now, you mentioned that there will be a lot of school supplies and that will help kids. What sort of things you are recollecting for this project and how is this helping kids, Samoan kids, towards their education?
So at the moment, we have a 40-foot container filled with desks, chairs, books, textbooks that the community have donated and schools and universities have donated to take to Samoa. And to get this project across, I guess, at this point, we have a GoFundMe page, which we hope to cover the cost of the shipping container. So it takes maybe over $13,000 to ship this, plus maybe customs fees and things like that.
Fantastic. Now, how has the community reacted to this program so far?
Yeah, we have been so overwhelmed by such a heartwarming support and love for the initiative and heart for our people. And so our people have deeply resonated with this message, not of providing resources, but of community culture and future building. So people have expressed their pride, their love for Samoa.
Larissa Pona-Baker from Weaving for Our Future there, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.